Listen, children of the dragon. Listen, for you may hear wings on the wind. There are those who wonder how it all began. Way back through the mists of time. Long ago, this land was empty. There are animals and birds and insects and trees and grasses and plants of all varieties. Fishes in the waters, but there were no people. Until one day across the sky a great green dragon flew. Back and forth, great wings beating until finally she landed. Well, she was an old dragon. Her children were grown and she was lonely. But she found this land pleasing. And so she hunted. And then she ate. And when she was sated, she slept. A long, deep sleep such as only dragons can sleep. Once again, the land was empty. 2 years it remained empty. And then a people came. They came at first from the west or the east or the north or the south. They came from everywhere. And they settled here in the Middle Kingdom, for they too found it pleasing. This woke the dragon. She wondered at first. And as she looked, she found that her lands had been taken, stolen by humans. Enraged, she took to the sky. Flaming, she set fire to their villages and towns and hamlets. They were afraid. "We must do something. What shall we do?" they cried to each other. "We must stop this. We must defeat the dragon." "But who can do this for us? Who can defeat this beast?" One man stood forth. He was a bowman, mighty in prowess. His name was Caradoc. And Caradoc stood boldly and he said, I shall do this. I shall fight the dragon." And so he girded himself with shield and sword and bow and helm. And he strode forth to meet the dragon, and she clashed with him. Fire, striking of steel, claw against blade. Oh, long they fought, and long and grievously, until both were wounded, both were exhausted. And neither one of them wanted to continue. Across a field of battle, they stared at each other. And then the dragon beckoned a claw towards him. And she spoke. "I hear that you are called Caradoc," she said. "And never before have I spoken the name of a man. But I shall speak it now, for I have found in you a worthy opponent. I see how your people cleave to you, trust in you, follow you as children follow a parent. I too was a parent. I do not want to see them lose you. I do not want to fight you. I do not want to destroy something so powerful. So I will make a bargain with you. I will take your children as my children. I will set you to rule them. And you will guard them and guard this land when I am sleeping. For I trust you to take care of this land and to not let any harm befall it." And then she tilted her head and bared her fangs just a little. "But, human, I do not trust you that much. For I am wily in the ways of you people. And so, this bargain has a condition. You may only rule for 6 months, and then you must choose a successor." Criadoc thought on this, and it seemed well and just, but he said, "Still, in that time, the kingdom shall be weak. What shall I do?" And the dragon thought on this, and she said, "Just as you shall protect this land, I shall protect this kingdom. I shall protect your people. And so know that when you are weak, I will be strong. I will wake every time a new king is chosen, a new queen is chosen. I will wake when the crown changes hands, and I will watch over your successors, year after year after year, season after season, until I know that they may stand on their own, and then I shall sleep for a time. But remember," she said, "remember your promise, and remember that I will watch over you, your heirs, your people, my people." And that is how the Midrealm began. And that is why we are the people of the dragon. So know now that she rests. But know now that she rests with one eye open, watching, guarding us, the Midrealm.